Hi, how's it going everyone? So recently chapter 108 of Chainsaw Man was released and it was an awesome chapter. We see that Justice Devil was justifying her killing since they are bad guys. It is alright to kill them. And this kind of reveals her definition of justice, right? It's alright to kill these people even though they are just bullies. It's a very extreme kind of stance, very similar to your Punisher, anti-hero kind of stance. But I don't think Punisher goes all the way to killing bullies, right? Because he only kills people who kills other people. So this is a little bit going overboard here. And we later learn that to create weapons, Asa just had to touch it, touch that material and call its name. And in the next two pages is what everybody is looking for, right? You will spawn all the dirty doujins, you'll be shared across subreddit Chainsaw Man. Absolutely insane. I mean, all these horny people will be so excited, isn't it? We see that Asa just took off her shirt and transformed it into a sword. And I thought the sword looked very cool. It has some elements of the uniform like the bow tie and it's rectangular instead of a sharp pointed sword. And it looks very powerful and very cool. And we see that Asa is willing to hurt Yuko to stop her. And we get a deeper look into Justice Devil's perspective of justice, isn't it? Where she intends to kill a few bullies to prevent bullying from happening across Japan. And she further revealed that she will become a symbol of peace. Now I wonder whether she truly intended to help Asa or was she more interested in fame and power? Because at the end of the day, Yuko also joined the Devil Hunting Club, right? And she professed her love for Chainsaw Man. So I'm not too sure about her intentions now. Subsequently, Yoru asked Yuko about the contract she made. What did she offer? And it seems that she didn't offer anything. It sounds more like a complete takeover. She might be a fiend now, but if she's a fiend, she will have some physical attributes of the devil, right? So I'm not quite sure about that part. Or is this a hybrid like Chainsaw Man? Since she said that she received a heart that shines with the light of justice, just like Pochita and Denji, isn't it? Pochita is fused into Denji. Pochita is Denji's heart. The next page shows Asa attempting to stop Justice Devil, and the sword was easily deflected. And as Justice Devil said, it is pointless. We see a full page spread of her getting cut into pieces, which is amazing. So well drawn, man. But there was barely any contact in the previous page and Yoru said that the weapon was weak, which didn't really make much sense here, right? Since Yuko is being cut into pieces. We see blood splatter across the hallway and it was very disgusting and it is revealed why the sword was powerful. The uniform was bought by Asa's mom who died. So it seems that the matter can be non-organic and as long as there's a sentimental value to it, it can increase its power. And then Asa had a flashback of the chicken devil dying as she watches Yuko, the Justice Devil, dies. Then a new character appears asking Asa whether she wants to save her, offering to help save Yuko, and Asa agreed. But the weird part is that the unknown girl says anything for my little sister. She seemed to be possessed. I mean, she looked like she's possessed. I'm wondering whether it is the big sister or Yoru the war devil because Asa don't seem to recognize the girl. And holy fuck man, Yuko was revived, but she no longer has her body. He just exploded out of the school's building and I wonder whether she still has any rationality left or she just lost all her sense of self. Overall, I think this chapter was awesome. We get to see more of Yoru's ability and it seems that since Asa is still conscious despite being dead, she can make use of Yoru's ability and also her own personal life to craft those weapons. So anything that she holds sentimental value for, she can create very powerful weapons out of it. Anything that is organic and non-organic both works as well, which is awesome. I'm very curious to see who that unknown girl is. And I think Justice Devil is definitely gone for sure. Yuko is most likely going to die because she grew so big, right? And most likely she will be killed by Chainsaw Man. I'm excited to see how this will play out since Asa still wants Yuko alive and will probably intervene if Chainsaw Man tries to kill her. I'm wondering whether Chainsaw Man will reveal herself because at the end of the day, we will see that, you know, Chainsaw Man is Denji and Denji can definitely identify who is Asa and Yoru, right? Because they look almost similar. I mean, with just the difference in terms of the scar. I think it'll be interesting to see Denji realizing that Asa and Yoru, they are the same. And you know, Asa has a secret identity, which is she is the war devil. That will be interesting. And that's the end of this podcast episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And if you are interested, you can check out the other episodes and you can follow this podcast and there will be more episodes to come.